Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 32, The Laws of Taking Care of One's Body. Some might find this odd. Why is there a chapter in the Code of Jewish Law that tells us about health? So the Shulchan Aruch begins with saying maintaining a complete and healthy body is a godly path. Our souls were placed inside of our bodies to do a mission, and we can only effectively do that mission when one is in the optimal state. And as such, it is a Torah instruction to stay away from things that hurt the body. In Chassidus, it puts it this way. See how precious our body is. It is the instrument from which we do so many mitzvahs. And as a result, we must do whatever we can to put it in a healthy state. Part of this mitzvah is also the recognition that our bodies don't belong to us. They were given to us on loan from Hashem. It is our responsibility to take care of them. I should note that we will study this chapter in just one day. I will not go into detail with all of the laws of the chapter, many which pertain to the types of food to eat, for the reason that not necessarily is all of it applicable in actual life today. Many of the ideas in this chapter come from the medical advice of the Talmud, and there is a Torah idea that as time goes on, people can change, our bodies can evolve, and what may have been helpful back then may not necessarily be the case right now. I should be very clear that we are limiting this idea to this chapter. When it comes to most of the mitzvahs in the Torah, we do not know the reason for those mitzvahs. We could give utilitarian benefits for it, but the mitzvah itself transcends any of our understanding, and as such, just because times are different, the mitzvah does not change. On the other hand, when it comes to some of the details of this chapter, while the general mitzvah of taking care of our bodies certainly applies today as in any other time, the particular advice given may change based on time and place. That said, I will share some highlights from the chapter. The Shulchan Aruch says, just like with a fire, if it is not regularly supplied with wood, it will be extinguished. So too, Hashem created us in such a way that our souls require food in order to stay in our body. And being that this is such an integral part of how we stay alive, we should take great care into thinking what goes inside of our body. This is one of the largest factors in our health, says the Shulchan Aruch. And we should actually take a step back and appreciate the miracle of nutrition, how our bodies are able to take foods and break it down in the right way, and take the necessary nutrients and filter out the waste and have the waste leave the body. It's such a miraculous process that a bracha has been given for nutrition, digestion, the bracha of Asher Yatzar that we are to make each and every time we use the restroom. The Shulchan Aruch stresses that eating should be done when one has a true desire to eat, not an artificial one. Hunger is when the stomach is empty, but there is a second type of hunger we feel when we desire a particular food. And the Shulchan Aruch says this is not hunger, and this is called appetite. And we must be quite aware of why is it that we are eating at any particular time and not to overeat. The Shulchan Aruch advises that exercise is proper sometime before we eat, but after we eat, we should give time for the food to settle and digest before we engage in any strenuous activity. If you are interested in seeing the particular types of food that the Talmud advises us to eat in different types of the year and at different stages of life, you can look at the English translation of this chapter. But the end of the chapter is of particular importance. It stresses just like we have to be cognizant of the food we eat and what is good for us and what is not. Similarly, we must always be mindful of what are the types of activities that put us in a healthy emotional state and what are those that do not, because our emotional state is directly connected to our physical health and our ability to do our mission in the world. Anxiety and anger and fear, the Shulchan Aruch notes, are three things that have particular damage to our bodies. One should not try to increase their physical happiness by feasting and drinking and material luxuries, because ultimately this does not lead us to a happier and healthier place. Rather, we need to work from within to reach that place of simcha, joy, menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, being satisfied with the world that Hashem has given us. A concluding thought. In Judaism, there isn't a dichotomy between our physical and our spiritual lives. And this keeps us from either extreme. We do not have the extreme of, hey, let's just worry about our soul and not worry about our body. No, that's not true. On the flip side, we can have too much of an emphasis on physical health and on exercise and on nutrition to the point where it becomes all about the body and, God forbid, at the expense of the soul. Rather, there is this beautiful harmony. Yes, it is important to take care of our health, but because that is a mitzvah, because there is a context, we need the body to have a healthy soul. When one has that context, one will not go overboard in physical health, because ultimately it is all about our mission and ability to do Torah and mitzvahs. That is the ultimate goal. But life is a marathon, not a 10-yard dash, and therefore we have to be incredibly mindful of taking care of our body. We can live long and healthy lives dedicated to this mission. This subject is of particular relevance to the pandemic that we've been going through over these last few years. We often hear people say that in Judaism, preserving life is one of the most important mitzvahs. And yes, that is certainly true, but again, there's a context to that statement. The reason why it's so important to preserve our life and to be healthy is in order that we can do mitzvahs. It is not because we worship health or we worship long life. It is because we are here to serve Hashem, and that requires us to have healthy bodies. And as such, when it comes during this time to choosing what is essential and what is not essential, what activities do we take part in that do engage a certain element of risk, of course, with the advice of our doctors, certainly our spiritual health must also be taken into consideration along with our physical health. May Hashem give us the ability to do both peacefully and in good time. It's a way, no, it's a way.